These teams for a second time in the league, is there a way to kind of know how much they've changed, or is that some of that guesswork? Or?
Other than just watching all their games, right? So you always are curious to see how teams will change their plan of attack. And there's no team that is more confusing to me than this Loyola Marymount team, because they're switching defenses all the time, and they make it really chaotic that way. And they even within a possession, they switch defenses and they're calling stuff out. And they're playing a really interesting lineup now with no traditional point guard and really no traditional two guard. So everyone's kind of, you know, 6'6 to 6'9 and really, really physical. And so they're an interesting kind of craft. We're going to have our work cut out for us.
You've talked about Connor Harding's defense and being kind of your stopper. Is that something that he's always had, or did you really have to work hard with him in the offseason on that?
Well, I think he's a good athlete, and I think he's got a big heart. And so those are usually a pretty good ingredients for a guy that can help you on the defensive end. And I can't really speak to before this year, but he's embraced that role. I think he's really found ways to improve kind of the focus of his defense, really being a tentative scout. We drilled him pretty good after the last 15 minutes of San Francisco game, because he showed up a lot on the board in terms of some miscues. But he's just such a diligent, dedicated, hardworking, good-hearted young man. He's going to continue to grow into a great defensive player, and he's had unbelievable defensive efforts. St. Mary's most recently, Virginia Tech when we were playing him at Maui, several other times where he's just risen up and come up with huge stops and a really dedicated defensive effort. He's really important to what we do.
Mark, what does Dalton bring to this team, especially in the paint? Kind of, you can just toss him the ball. And
yeah, he's just so rugged and tough. He's really, really versatile. He's playing really confident. He's an extraordinary passer off the roll, which is really, it's hard to do. But he's, you know, from the very beginning of the summer when we kind of incorporated a couple things, we were like, this guy's just, he just bought in. He's 100% team first. You know, we've talked about it a lot. He is everything that you want in terms of a teammate and 100% focused on winning. And, you know, he's got energy every single day. And, you know, he's actually becoming more and more vocal on the floor, which is really important in terms of defensive schemes, about him communicating with teammates in real time. And it's been such a privilege to coach him. Like, he's awesome.
What have you seen from Yoli's maybe work ethic, his routine, the work he's putting away from the court?
I couldn't be more impressed with him right now. He is you know, he's grown a lot in that area. He's grown a lot in his understanding of the impact that he can have on a team in the locker room and on the bench. And in practice, my guess is he's always had a really, really prominent voice, but maybe he hasn't understood the really deep impact that his voice has on other guys. And I think he's got a way better sense of that. And so, what he does every day in practice, the fact that he shows up every day to practice, is really important. And then all the non-stat areas that are showing up right now. You know, as we were struggling in the last 15 minutes in San Francisco, one of the highlights was Yoli Childs in transition defense was unbelievable. Like, he was making incredible effort, full runs, great wall, great communication, and that's an area where he's really, really grown. You know, we count on him in certain times to be a defensive stopper for several different positions, and he's been able to do that. I think his passing has grown, and all those kind of things have taken a big jump.
What's Jake's status for Thursday night?
I think Jake's good. You know, he's got this ankle that's going to bother him through the rest of the season. It just is, you know, it's just in this point in the season, you've got to manage things, and so he's going to manage it and play great. That's what he does.
How has Gavin progressed over the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Just a couple of minutes. How's his body held up?
He was awesome today, but he got really tired, man. We did a little just a junk scrimmage at the end for 6 minutes, and 2 minutes in, Gav was about to pass out. So he's working really hard, and he's going to, you know, he's going to artistically figure out his way to roll into this rotation. He's going to really help us. There's going to be moments when he'll help us. There's going to be times when everybody looks out and they're like, man, Gavin Baxter is not helping us. But when moments, you know, in a few big moments, he's going to make a huge difference for us. We're excited to have him.
Are you expecting to have Trevin back maybe this week? I know.
Yeah, Trev's back, so he's good. So he this was his first official practice, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's good to go. So.
Is it shooting at the level you thought he could shoot at, or is it shooting higher than you thought?
Well, he's shooting the ball great, but he's done this for us the last couple of years. He is the thing that's most excited to us is the shots he's taking now. So it's interesting because you guys have heard me 1,000 times talk about how we work really hard to earn really good shots. And Jake is a little bit of an anomaly to that. We're kind of pushing Jake to take some hard shots. He makes hard shots. And he's turned down some of those challenge shots in the past, maybe a few too many. And he's actually more willing now and more confident to fired up, and it's helped our team because it makes him so dangerous as a player. You can't, you know, if you think you're gonna roll in the game and just kind of play him normal and close out on the catch, you're probably not gonna get the job done. And so that helps us a lot. He's been really impressive that way.
Going forward, will you keep him out of practices primarily and just have him for games? Or
no, we're practicing. Yeah, practice is really important. So
when you go games that like Saturday where you have a big lead and that kind of slips away, how do you address that with your team, and how do you correct something like that?
Well, you know, I don't know Pete Carroll, but you know, I have a good friend that worked very closely with him for a long time. Of course, I read his book and listened to him speak, and one of the ways that he talks about the game that I think is so special is he talks about just chasing greatness, right? And that's a bigger thing than winning. It results long term in winning big, but just trying to be great as a team. And I was, you know, this team has been so extraordinary. For 26, we played 26 games. For 26 games, they've come every single night to come fight. Yeah, I'd be interested to see how many coaches could say that about their teams. But they've come to Tip to fight 26 consecutive times. You usually don't have teams that do that. You have one or two or three games where it's just like you're in mud the whole night and you can't get them to fight, right? And this team has done that. And so the fact that the last 15 minutes of that game, we weren't starving to like get better, that was the part that I think was a little bit just... I just felt like we passed up on an opportunity as a team, myself included. And so, yeah, that I think that was the biggest issue. It's like, we don't have time to waste. We have to get so much better. And we don't have a lot of time. And so we can't waste any time.
Do you anticipate going in with a minutes idea for Gavin, or will that be determined based off of how he's handling the minutes he's getting and kind of the flow of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always super dynamic. So... it'll probably depend on how comfortable he is out there, how fresh he is out there, how sore he tells me he is before we get to game time, because we are kind of grinding him out. He worked really hard after practice yesterday and was in a full practice today for the first time. So we'll see how his body's feeling and see how he performs and kind of see the rhythm of the game and see how he fits into the flow of what's going on. But I think I would love to play in a certain amount of minutes, but I'm sure I'm going to be wrong.
How dangerous your Cougars are right now, but how dangerous are the teams like LMU and San Diego who are at the bottom of the pack but are fighting to just get that one more win?
Yeah. These games are so, every game is so hard. I mean, we have five games left. Is that right? Five games? I mean, every one of them is just going to be, it's what's beautiful about league play, right? Is every single game is life or death, and you have to fight it 100% to have a chance to win a game. And I think, both these two teams have struggled so far in league. But, you know, if we don't come 100%, we're not going to have a chance to win. And if we come 100%, we're going to have a chance to win. And it just, the game keeps you honest. You know, you can't roll in with any assumptions. Unless you're Gonzaga, you can't roll in with any assumptions. You have to come play and play with every bit of your heart and soul. But on the back end, the part of it that is harder to describe is if you can make that commitment every single night for an entire season, then win, lose, or draw, you will roll out of that deal and you'll have this inner pride that's really special. And these guys have a chance to do it. They have a chance to to go fight every single game with everything they have. So that's what we're chasing.
This team's already matched the win total from last year's squad. Do you feel like your program's ahead of schedule than maybe you were expecting when you took the job back in April?
I'm not smart enough to know. I mean, you know, we're just trying to win a game. I mean, that's really just true. It's probably too big for me to talk about, meaning like it's too much perspective. I am really proud of where we are right now, because we've put ourselves in a position where we have a chance that we could fold in the tents and collapse and not get where we want to go, right? But we're in a position where we have a real chance now to perform and fight and try and win some more games and have a chance to, you know, play some postseason basketball. So I am really proud of that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all being here.